Imagine a client scrolling through your concepts on their tablet, pausing and saying, "It looks nice, but I'm not sure how it will feel in real life." You slide a folded paper mock-up across the table. They pick it up, turn it over, run their thumb along the edge. And in that touch, they suddenly see the scale, the weight, the voice of the brand. Their eyes light up, decisions speed up, approvals happen. Today, we're unpacking that exact power. Fast, low-cost physical prototypes that close the loop between design and decision.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Today's episode is called Touch and Tell, Fast Physical Prototypes That Win Clients. We're going to cover three focused things: why tactile prototypes shorten feedback cycles, how to build quick physical mock-ups with inexpensive materials, and how to run a one-hour prototype challenge that proves concepts and wins clients. Stick around. There's a downloadable companion packet at mgwdstudios.com/submit to help you run these exercises in your studio.
Segment 1. The foundation. Let's start with why touch matters. Humans are embodied decision makers. We don't just see visuals, we imagine interacting with them. A logo on a screen is informative, but a printed mark on a mock packaging or a billboard-sized paper model gives instant context, scale, contrast, and emotional weight. That context reduces cognitive load for clients. Instead of asking speculative questions like, "How will this feel?" they can answer with a direct reaction.
At MG Wallace, we learned this the hard way on a rebrand for a local coffee roaster. We pitched three directions digitally, and the client kept circling back to revisions without committing. We brought a paper sample of a packaging wrap and a tiny mock coffee sleeve to the next meeting. The client folded the sleeve, slid it around a small cup, and immediately said, "This one feels like our neighborhood." Decision made in 5 minutes. Campaign saved.
Why did that work? Three practical reasons. First, prototypes translate abstract ideas into sensory experience. Second, they focus conversation on specific elements, scale, texture, hierarchy, instead of general opinions. And third, they invite rapid iteration. Clients can physically annotate, reorder, even tear if needed, which reveals commitment or hesitancy faster than a long email thread.
And from a studio workflow perspective, prototypes are risk reducers. You invest a few dollars in minutes early, rather than hours polishing a digital comp that might need a major pivot. It's like testing the recipe before you bake the full cake.
Exactly. Okay, segment 2, deep dive and tools. Ready to get hands-on? I'll walk you through three categories of low-cost prototypes and three concrete tactics you can use today.
Prototype type A. Paper and cardstock. Materials: printer paper, heavy cardstock, scissors, glue, or double-sided tape. Use this for layout, hierarchy, and scale. Tactic 1. The fold and flip. Print a scaled-down layout, fold into the intended form, a brochure, a sleeve, a signage panel, and hand it to the client. Ask them to narrate their actions. What catches your eye first? How does this feel opening it? The narration is your gold mine.
Prototype type B, foam core and cardboard. Materials: foam core, an X-Acto knife, masking tape, and a ruler. This is excellent for scale and spatial relationships. Think window displays, POS units, or booth mockups. Tactic 2, the scaled stand. Cut a simple stand to approximate real-world proportions, place printed art on it, and let viewers walk around it. Ask for directional feedback. From the left, does the headline clear? From 10 feet away, is the logo legible?
Prototype type C, printed vinyl and peel samples. Use low-cost stickers or matte vinyl to test applications like vehicle wraps, window graphics, or product labels. Tactic 3, the peel test. Print a small vinyl mock, stick it onto the intended surface, and photograph from multiple angles. The tactile adhesion, edge lift, or reflection tells you if the concept survives real materials.
Now, audio-friendly demos. Since you can't see these in a podcast, I'll make them vivid. Picture folding an 8.5 by 11 sheet into a sleeve. The soft whisper as the paper creases. The little click of tape sealing a corner. Imagine placing a vinyl sample on a curved bottle and feeling that tiny ridge where the material meets plastic. Those small sensory moments change opinions.
Quick studio tip. Have a low-cost prototype kit ready. A box with foam core, a cutter, a roll of craft paper, printable labels, and a tape gun. When a client calls in a pinch, you can deliver a tactile sample same day. That speed becomes a competitive advantage.
Segment 3, real-world application. Let me walk through a compact case study and then give you the listener challenge. Case study. We worked with a startup selling artisanal soap. They struggled to choose between two label directions, minimalist versus illustrative. We printed 6 2-inch label samples and affixed them to identical sample bars. The client handled them, stacked them, and the illustrative label consistently created a giftable feeling that translated to a higher perceived value. That small test justified a higher retail price and helped the retailer order a larger run. Tangible prototypes literally changed the P&L.
Now, your 1-hour prototype challenge. Ready? Here are the checkpoints. You'll need printer paper, scissors, tape, a marker, and a phone for photos. Minute 0 to 10. Choose one concept and sketch the intended use, packaging, signage, or product label. Minute 10 to 30. Build a physical mock-up using paper or cardboard. Keep it crude. Speed beats polish. Minute 30 to 45. Test composition and hierarchy. Move elements, change scale, annotate the mock. Minute 45 to 55. Present it to a friend, colleague, or client, and ask 3 focused questions. What stands out? What feels confusing? And would you pick this off a shelf? Minute 55 to 60. Record feedback and take photos. That's your experiment. Actionable, measurable, and repeatable.
And if you're working solo, read your own responses aloud. Pretend you're the client and be brutally honest. It works more often than you'd think.
A quick note on metrics. Track 2 simple numbers. Decision time, how long to commit after viewing the prototype, and clarity score. Ask viewers to rate on a 1 to 5 scale how clear the concept is. Over a project, you'll see prototypes reduce decision time and improve clarity scores. Concrete evidence you can show a client or a lead.
Imagination break, a 60-second creative exercise. Grab a page, draw the intended object at actual size using a single continuous line. No lifting the pen. After 1 minute, fold that page into the form you're testing. Hold it, rotate it, and note how quickly your eye judges hierarchy. This trains your tactile intuition and only takes 60 seconds.
Segment 4. Key takeaways. Bullet style recap. First, always start with the client's story. Prototypes translate story into touch. Second, use low-cost materials early. Paper, foam core, and vinyl reveal scale and weight fast. Third, run quick experiments and measure decision time and clarity to prove impact.
2 subtle calls to action. Try the 1-hour prototype challenge this week and register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download our companion packet. Templates, material lists, and a sample client script you can use to frame prototypes as decision tools. That packet will save you time the first 3 times you run these tests.
And if you try the challenge, tag us on social or share results through the submission form at mgwdstudios.com/submit. We'd love to see what you build, and we sometimes feature standout work on the show.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Try the 1-hour prototype challenge. Register for templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit and come back next episode when we explore hybrid assets that live across screen and print.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.